A GoFundMe has been set up to financially help the family of a school bus driver who was severely injured in a January 20 collision on Highway 69. The driver, Jamie Lyunes, was left with a traumatic brain injury, diffuse axonal injury, with life-altering consequences, said the fundraising page, which had brought in nearly $16,000 as of Saturday. The GoFundMe is raising funds to help cover medical expenses, rehabilitation and daily living expenses for his family. While we remain hopeful, his recovery is uncertain and will require an extensive journey filled with challenges, physically, emotionally, and financially, said the GoFundMe page. Jamie is only 50 years old, with so much more living to do. He is the proud father of three amazing children, Brandon, Tierra, and Madison, and a devoted grandfather to a beautiful new baby grandson. Jamie has an amazing very close family and a village of people surrounding him. Jamie is more than a family man. He is a big teddy bear to everyone he meets. Whether it's kids, the elderly, or anyone in need, Jamie's kindness and generosity shine through. He's the type of person who would give you the shirt off his back, even during his own struggles. His heart is as big as his hugs, and his selflessness has touched countless lives. Now, Jamie needs our help. In addition to the growing medical costs that are to come and the need for specialized rehabilitation, Jamie's accident has left his family with the heavy burden of everyday expenses. Carrie, Lyunes's older sister, will be responsible for managing the donations and ensuring they are used to support his medical and financial needs, according to the fundraising page. The collision between the school bus and a commercial motor vehicle occurred shortly before 8:30 a.m. January 20 on the Richard Lake Hill, south of Sudbury. The driver and 12 students were on the bus at the time of the collision. 8 people were transported to the local hospital by EMS, 5 students as a precaution, 2 students received serious but non-life-threatening injuries, while the bus driver received serious, life-threatening injuries, police said at the time. Police said on Friday that the 2 students who were injured as well as the bus driver remain in hospital. There were no reported injuries to the other students or the driver of the commercial motor vehicle. The collision's cause remains under investigation, and no charges have been laid at this time, said the OPP, adding that it may take months for the investigation to be complete.